You have been listening to Assorted Hour. That was the best band in the world, Dieselhead, with their track Betsy from Shallow Water Blackout, released back in 1997. Way back when. Sue, before that, with Put Me to Sleep from the 2019 album It Will Never End. And we started that set off with Cellos with Demagogue from The Great Leap Backward, released 2017. And yeah, we are completely out of time, so I had one more track to play, but that shall have to wait another time. We got This, That, and the Third coming up next. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with some of the greatest rock and roll you've never heard. In the meantime, as always, have fun, be safe, and above all else, be cool.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
J for jungle, U for uranium, M for mutant. Hey, hey, hey!
CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio with a great sense of urgency. Hey, hey, hey.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Winnipeg, the Burt Block Party will be rocking downtown again this summer, August 13th to 16th. Featuring The Beaches, Colin James, Collective Soul, Killswitch Engage, Lights, and many more. The Burt Block Party is back, August 13th to 16th. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Check out the full lineup at burtblockparty.ca.
An Honest Man Telling Honest Stories is back, bringing another storybook for you. Traveling and standing on stage over thousands of times from Canada to Europe, from backroad bars to festivals, authentic storyteller Richard Immon is releasing a new record soon. You can hear it first, right here in Winnipeg. Join Immon for an exclusive album release concert at the Weston Cultural Center on August 14th, doors at 7 p.m., show at 8. His fans have been devoted to the stories Immon brings, guaranteeing tickets will move fast. Visit wecc.ca now to get your ticket today. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Duck. 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 Du
And here we are on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
We've got Noah the End Dog Malastravage in the house.
I am here.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
And I went out to Winnipeg Beach today with my dad.
Excellent.
And was really surprised. We just pulled into the town. Shocked. I always thought of Winnipeg Beach as kind of a place that you drive through to get to Gimli. But it's like, I feel like there's a lot going on there. Like it's a nice little town. It's a nice little town.
Is that where they got the? They have a boardwalk there, or is that?
Yep.
Yeah. They had a little boardwalk.
Yeah.
I remember hanging out there when I was a kid. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we randomly stumbled across a record store. A gentleman, retired gentleman, and I forget the name of the place.
He's searching for the records.
Beachside Vinyl.
Beachside Vinyl.
Beachside Vinyl. Very cool. That's a vibe.
And yeah, they had lots of cool stuff. And I was mainly after kind of like the 12-inch singles, used bin sort of deal. So we're listening to some Stevie Wonder. This is an instrumental of his track, Don't Drive Drunk.
Which is, you know, you said that right when you put it on earlier, and I thought that was kind of interesting because Stevie Wonder is blind. I don't think he should be driving whatsoever.
I can't believe I didn't even think of that.
I mean, it's just interesting. He wrote a song about driving. Do you think he's ever? He wasn't fully blind, was he?
That's a good question.
He couldn't drive. He definitely couldn't drive.
I would say he was pretty blind.
I think so.
This sounds kind of Mario Kart-like.
Yeah.
It's funny that this is what Stevie Wonder...
This is his vision of... This is what he thinks it feels like to drive.
It sounds kind of fun, like, you know.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Don't drive drunk.
Yeah, it does kind of make it sound like a good time. Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
It is kind of funny also, yeah, to have a song being like, what'd you say it was called? It was
Don't Drive Drunk.
Yeah, it's called Don't Drive Drunk, and it's just such a fun song.
Right.
Like, it's very, yeah, like you said, like, yeah, it just makes you want to get up and go.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. There you have it.
Yeah. It's been a hot one out there.
Scorching.
Oh,
yes. Scorching. Acting crazy. That's the theme tonight, right?
Yeah. I was listening to some...
What's the deal?
Noah was texting our group chat, and I knew it was the day, and at that time, I was listening to Action Bronson, Acting Crazy.
Oh, that's the name of that track.
That's the name of the track.
Oh, I see.
And it just, you know, and... And it got me feeling like acting crazy. And so I was like, that'd be kind of a good
I'm good here theme. For it, man.
You know, we are a crazy bunch of guys here on the show. And
yeah.
So it felt like on theme.
We're acting
this,
crazy.
Yeah. You know why I'm out here acting crazy?
Exactly. Hey, no one knows the song. Do you know that song by Action Bronson?
Man. I haven't really listened to a lot of Action Bronson.
He's good. Do you like...
Know.
He sounds exactly like Ghostface Killah almost.
I like watching... I get a kick. I've seen like the thing where he's like hanging out and going to different food places.
Oh, fuck, that's delicious.
Yeah.
That's the one.
He lost a lot of weight though, didn't he? He kind of pulled it together.
I think he did, but I mean, you might be thinking of Jelly Roll.
No. Bronson was...
Yeah, I think he did too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not as much Jelly Roll.
Well, especially if you're, like, performing, man, and you're, like, I don't know, like, if you're super-duper-duper overweight, that's got to be hard to...
Hard on your heart.
Heart, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, that show, I'm sure, didn't help, because the things he was eating was wild.
Yeah.
All the day. Yeah, I haven't watched
that. That'd be an awesome gig.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell this instrumental is about to end, so you two talk amongst yourselves. Flip.
There's a bunch of people yelling. Oh. We're lifting off.
Let's throw this on. Speaking of acting.
Yeah.
This is the Interlake Polka Kings.
Amazing.
The instrumental. So I'm going to check out...
this looks so old,
Noah,
the cover.
Noah, how about you take a peek at the back of this vinyl record here?
I think side two, track one, is a Manitoba track.
Lakes of Manitoba.
Lakes of Manitoba, yes. By the Interlake Polka Kings, the Centennial Instrumentals. Noah, what do we got back there?
Well, I'm holding this, the the case for the record, and it just the texture of it feels so old. It's so stained. It's like the sun has bleached it in multiple ways, and there's a series of four black and white photos on the ground with the band. All of them look like they're outside, except for one on the stage. You have these on the accordion, Bill Woloshin. I'm sorry, Bill, if I mispronounce that.
Shout out, Bill.
And we have the wonderful bass guitar by Stan Kasku. Michael Gayley on the violin. And there's some remarkable details that Kyle will fill the audience.
I'm wondering what year this came out.
Does it have a year on there?
Ukrainian Records. That's pretty awesome. It's got the P.O. box here. No, I don't see a year.
Judging by the John Deere tractor on the cover.
It could be 60s, 70s, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely...
Is there a heavy Ukrainian population in the Interlake? I'm going to say there probably is.
I mean, in Manitoba itself, yeah. I mean, Manitoba has lots of Ukrainians, including myself.
Are you?
Double.
Yeah, on my mother's side. Ukrainian, eating the borscht and pierogies and...
Actually, just a side note. This was a year ago. I was walking by Dakota Community Center, the Jonathan Taves Community Center.
Yeah.
I popped in there because it was hot. I was going to buy a drink. Sure enough, it's a full-blown, they have like a full-blown Ukrainian restaurant thing. And I had the borscht. It was killer.
Mm. There's a Ukrainian restaurant.
There's
Ukrainian. Is it a pop-up or is it one there?
Yep.
Wow.
And you can order it actually on like Skip the Dishes.
Oh man, that sounds great. I love some good borscht and sour cream. Big dollop of sour cream in there. Oh yeah.
Well, no dollop for me, but I do love borscht.
Yes, yeah, you're not a sour cream guy.
Now check this out. I think we should play some music.
Oh yeah. This looks great.
Got this in the dollar bin. This is the Barbie Allen Dance Exercise. Trim and shape the fun way to solid gold hits with fitness superstar Barbie Allen.
Huh, looks like we're going to do a workout
in there. This is crazy. It's her on the cover with six other women. They're all exercising.
Yeah.
Wearing pink.
All wearing the same pink jumpers.
Yep.
And see Barbie on TV on the new Ed Allen show.
Oh, this will be fun. I'm going to ask each one of you what year you think this record came out. Let's start with you, Kyle.
1973.
Really? Noah?
Yeah, that's much easier.
1988.
1982.
I went too far back.
Yeah. This screams 80s.
It does scream 80s.
70s.
I don't know. I should have looked at the font at the top there. That is 80s.
I think we're going to check out Maximum Effort and in quotes, Ladies Night.
Wow.
So I guess that's the exercise. You're putting in maximum effort.
Yeah.
And the track is Ladies Night.
Ladies Night in Loserville.
So is there an insert in there or anything on the back that tells us what kind of exercise we should be doing?
Well, yeah, that's right, folks. If you're listening.
Yeah, you could exercise along at home here. It seems all of the photos on the back are just of beauty poses.
Personality known for her exercise, kind of like a Richard Simmons kind of deal.
Oh, Barbie Allen is her name. Okay. I see.
Yeah, I guess it didn't come with, it says on the front there, it comes with the included fully illustrated instruction booklet.
Does it say that on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. There's things you need to do during each thing. So if you listen carefully, I'm guessing that there'll be maybe some sort of instructions on how to move your body.
You know what? If you maybe just acting crazy is the whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Exert yourselves to this track, folks.
Make sure you pull over.
That's right.
Yeah. Make sure you pull over or at least, maybe get out of the car.
That's right.
For ideas.
Or if you got one hand on the wheel and something you can, something you can curl.
Hey,
maybe.
Curls. You could definitely do curls.
Yeah.
Curls are...
they seem wiggly on the back. They lift their knees. They kind of have dancing poses.
Some lunging going
on.
We're going to check it out, folks, on 101.5 UMFM on this,
that,
and the third.
Maximum effort means we put it into second gear. All right. Double knee overs. Knees right. And up. And left. And up. Right. And up. Left. Good. Let me hear those horns. Your knees and reach. Knees, lie back. And knees, really stretch. And knees, reach. Lie back. Your night, ladies. Knees and back again. Ed Allen, eat your heart out. Alternate knee up. Right, left, right, left, and five, six, seven, eight. Oh, what a night. Yeah, come on, pick them up. Up again. Yes.
Single baby.
Sophisticated mama. On your side now. Leg ups. Lift up and down. Way up and down. Tell them, girls. Uh-huh, you got it. Woo! And lift and down and up and down.
Are those on? Is the mic on?
Oh, what a night.
All right.
Another cigarette.
Oh my god. You guys feel that in your quads? Lunge it out, Noah. Work it out.
And down.
And down. Come on.
I hope we're doing it the same way she's.
That's it, buddy.
Lift up. And down.
Yep.
And up again.
Up and down.
We'll show them, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies.
another feel, feel. And no such thing as overkill, kill. Sometimes you need some latitude, but when you're out there working on your attitude, too. Very sexy, a little shot. Whatever's gonna get you by, guy. Dig a new cachet, a new sachet, and maybe we'll go all the way to the top, or to the very tippy, tippy top.
Tried to scold me, boom, he got bum rushed by the homies. Hey, Gusto G and Suave Smooth, by the homies. Hey, tell him, if you smell any
smoke. We just blaze and we're low. Suave and hood and gusto G. Tell them again, if you smell any smoke, we just blaze and we're low. Suave. Like a homie when you need support, and especially
I'm the linguist, the competition is the linguist. You stand in amazement after you see this. Words are put together and then translated inside the microphone. You won't debate your choice of the fact that I'm back in the spot. Steady be me, rock non-stop. No one is parallel to the style that I'm using. I'm like a bomb and there's no defusing. No other can contend. Oh no, no, no. When I rock the microphone, beginning to the end, tap or pull the cut like an info slut. Rotate the tables, I move my butt. So don't be slow when it's time to move. I don't care what you do, don't disturb this groove. Stepping MCs don't sleep, cause Danny B, the rhyme master, is about to leap into new heights. I'm a bull when I write, focus the tensions on the mic, not fights. He's so caught and I choose to pick the man on the drums, pounding with two sticks. His foot on the bass, the combination is completed. You can't delete it, you surely can't beat it. Come on, funky drummer, catch the suckers in slumber. Taking control, Uno is my number. Yes, I like the rap, let my rhymes commence. You wanna be but do so at your own expense. I create the rhymes that make perfect sense. Don't claim that I'm the king, cause I'm the hip-hop prince. Voice so seductive, oh yes, smooth. And when I'm in control, don't disturb this groove.
You were headed in another direction, and then you saw.
Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done and my hair was fierce, fierce. And I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I was at home feeling sleazy, so I went down to the speakeasy. As soon as my feet hit the door, I had all attention from the dance floor. Don't you know the men are boss?
Damn radio show in town. This, that,
and the third.
Okay, thanks for letting me get my yayas out there, boys. I had the headphones on. I couldn't hear a damn word you were saying.
He was in the zone.
It was beautiful. We listened to bits of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 records there.
Wow.
We were checking out some Climax, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Rick James, Steady B, Tone Lock, Blue Magic, Chaka Khan. Mm. Woo, the Commodores, Barbie Allen.
Barbie Allen was great. Good workout. I'm still recovering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up.
This is what we got going on in the background right now.
Manhattan, I like it.
Music from the Woody Allen film, Manhattan.
I like it. You know, sounds like something you put on. You know, maybe spark up a cigar, maybe a rock glass with some whiskey.
Yeah, I know Woody Allen. He's a big jazz fan. I believe all this stuff, or some of this, is Gershwin.
I could read to this.
What's mm-hmm. that?
I could read to this.
This is, yeah, it's beautiful.
I have a hard time doing that with music on.
Can do it with everything.
By the way, you got a Blink-182 shirt.
I do have a Blink-182
shirt. Enema of the State, and no longer you have a name tag, but we showed up here and you had a name tag on.
Yeah, yeah. I did have a name tag.
It's on there now.
Oh, sick!
Slapped it on one of the sides of the desk here. Hopefully, it stays for a while.
What were you doing that required a name tag?
There is a thing at my work today called the language table, the in-person language table, where people come to practice Cree and Ojibwe and have a catered meal, and there's about 30 people that show up, I'd say.
Oh, right on.
So it's nice. It's 2 hours of hanging out and celebrating and learning, and they document it, and it's beautiful.
Excellent. How was the, was it last weekend? There was hot dogs?
A couple weeks ago.
I missed it.
There was the big hot dog extravaganza where we just gave out hot dogs to...
No, sorry, you don't have the headphones on. Neither of you do. So no one goes,
It's the big hot dog extravaganza, and the song just exploded. Like, it just, like, it was so light, and then it just, it's quiet again. But, you like, but like all the strings came in. Oh, there it is. Yeah, listen, though. Like, it was like...
The big hot dog extravaganza!
You know what? It was, I think, like 400 people got wieners.
No. 400 wieners!
Yeah.
What kind of wieners?
I think it was mostly beef, but there was some vegan options available.
Yeah, are we talking like regular top dogs? Are we talking smokies? Are we talking...
You know what? No? I don't think there was any smokies. They're just the average wiener, but...
What kind of brand you guys rocking?
You know what?
Schneider's?
I didn't pay close attention
Maple
to
Leaf?
The...
Wow. Well, that is Schneider's, isn't it?
They're probably all the same now. Yeah. I don't know. We grew up with a lot more brands than there are now. They've all...
Did we ever have the Oscar Mayer wiener, or was that just you, the US of A?
I think it was just the US of A, but we got so much advertising for it up here
that
I felt like we had it, but we didn't.
I knew that jingle when I was like in grade one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that, Noah?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think it's in... Is it in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I can picture Homer...
Dude, what's going on with The Simpsons right now on Disney? A bunch of Simpsons is popping up. Like, what are they doing?
They're still going.
Can you begin to tell me what it... Like, there's specials.
I haven't... Like, you know, I haven't watched them in a while. I mean, I'm sure they're still funny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's just... What is
it's
it,
like cash 50, grab.
It's 50 million seasons, and it's just like... it's just... I like the old ones, personally. Like, I mean, when I say old, I like... First five seasons.
The golden years.
Everyone's
got a different cutoff, but yeah, it's like five to...
I thought seven was like...
Yeah.
When you're really in the pocket. Some folks say that. I thought you're one of them. To say season seven.
I could see that.
Well, I can't remember which episodes are in that one right now, but I think that one is still ones that I consider classic.
Yeah.
Nice.
The golden era is still happening.
Yeah, I say like my favorites like at the beginning, but I love the first 15 probably. Just like 10, 15... When did it come out?
Simpsons? Early 90s, probably?
Early 90s, yeah. So.
Good question. Because that was a big deal, like, with parents and stuff, and you know.
I knew kids
that
couldn't watch
that. Was
kind of
contraband, man.
I remember, you know, I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if I ever mentioned that here.
We were just talking
about this. And it was funny because, like... I enjoyed Simpsons. My dad is a comedy guy. He loves all comedy. Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Will Ferrell. I learned all that from him. And he loves Simpsons. My parents love Simpsons. And then one day at church, they gave a little sermon about how Simpsons is corrupting our youth and all these things. And we shouldn't be watching it. We should be setting a good example. And parents shouldn't be watching it. And you could see in the church the... All the parents and the kids being so sad that they had to cut out this show. And I would catch my dad and my mom watching it all the time. And they'd be like, oh, don't watch it. You're not allowed to watch it. But we watch it. And so we all kind of snuck it and watched it.
Oh, that was a beautifully articulated story. I love that.
Yeah.
Man.
It's
religious.
Yeah. And whoever gave that sermon, I remember they were always like, well, he doesn't know comedy, you know. Like,
Yeah. I don't want to go too far off, but it's kind of related. I saw Tom DeLong is, like, co-producing some sort of Tubi animated thing.
Huh.
With bears in the woods, and it's obviously very crass.
What?
Sort of like an adult cartoon kind of thing. He's, like, co-producing
okay.
it. Okay. What's Tubi?
Tubi is another one of those Netflix, Prime, Paramount streaming platforms, Crave, you know. But that's interesting. He's all of a sudden
making things. So
it's called
Breaking Bear. And yeah, the premise is three bear siblings become meth dealers to save their forest from local fracking.
Very strange. It's making me think of... So did you listen to that back in the day?
Brendan Fraser? Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, it's going to be good.
I don't know. This could be cool.
I don't think that sounds... That
did you hear his interview on Joe Rogan?
Tom DeLong?
Tom DeLong.
That's old.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
man,
old.
He made him...
But I'm just thinking of how he mentioned in it, I remember, it was such a crazy interview, but he said that one of the things he was working with the government to do is to start producing movies and shows that could show people alien technology, slowly introduce it into society. And, like, did he end up making any shows after that? Is this his first
Angels
show?
Angels and Airwaves is probably thought to be part of that.
Is that an actual movie?
He's got that company called To the Stars. And he's got, like books.
I was just
this was years ago, but I ordered one off Amazon because I was like, okay, I just wanted to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
But it's like a sci-fi kind of pulp fiction that he's kind of like co-writing with some guy, AJ Hartley is the dude's name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know To the Stars, like, in interviews, this guy's talking about, like, he's like
high
shaking
level
hands
stuff.
With some high level. Yeah. And like some of those dudes at, when there was that whole thing, was it who was the one guy, not that Dave Grush,
Bob Lazar?
No, not him, not him. One guy who was like worked for the Pentagon, he like dropped Tom DeLonge's name in one of those Congress things.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's like, dude, I mean, he's got
I wonder what he's doing
limit with his income. So I'm sure he can.
I'm excited to see this show, and I'm going to keep my eye out on any sort of alien technology in it. If that's maybe he's slipping it into this weird crude show, and he's going to let us know about some sort of dark matter or something.
You know, but it sounds environmentally focused, like the, against fracking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It did say frack. Yeah.
So, and then there's going to be like a Breaking Bad parody going on. And then, what are some of these other, like, I remember a couple of these, like, crass cartoons, usually animals, like, or, like...
Like that one with the horse?
Bojack? Yeah. Well, we were just on break, we were talking about shows, we were talking about Ren and Stimpy, and then I was saying, do you remember Duckman?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, Duckman.
And Duckman, I didn't watch it much, I definitely wasn't allowed to watch that, and even my parents definitely didn't want me to watch that one, but that was an adult, you know... One when we were younger that we would watch.
Yeah.
Some
like,
other ones.
Holy crap. Jason Alexander?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was Duckman.
What?
Oh, man. What a funny show.
Yeah, and then there was like, he had like a pig friend who was like really deep voiced and monotone all the time. Duckman, you really have to do this.
Yeah. Wow. So this was happening while Seinfeld was rocking.
Really?
Well, it says that, the first season was released in 94, went to 97.
Well, yeah, I guess that's really funny.
This might be one to check out. Who knows?
It comes on, it gets on my YouTube algorithm when I'm watching things like, Dr. Katz.
Dr. Katz?
Dr. Katz.
What's that?
It's a cartoon where it's like a therapist, and all his clients are comedians. So, like, all these comedians are, like, guests as, like, patients. But they sort of, like, their sessions are like, little comedy bits.
Oh, interesting.
It's great. It's honestly great. Yeah, Dr. Katz. You can watch tons of them on... It's all on YouTube.
Dr. Katz.
Dr. Katz with
a K. Are you hip to this?
No.
You're on your phone. What are you doing on your phone?
I was looking at some old shows. Sorry. it was related, but you guys have already gone off Dr. Katz. I do not know Dr. Katz.
Dr. Katz with a K. And then the comedian is really... It's just very, very funny. And, there's that, the Archer. The guy who does the voice of Archer. Benjamin something.
Yeah.
He's a character in that show.
Oh, yeah,
he's the son of the... therapist thing.
Oh, wait a minute. This looks familiar to me.
It's great. It's great. I might have sent you a clip over the years from it because it's...
Was this ever on, like, what the heck was that? Teletoon?
I have no idea where this originally, like, aired, but...
Comedy Central?
That sounds right.
Oh, cool. Rockin'. So, what are you doing?
Does this look familiar at all?
Oh, what's that?
Does that look familiar?
Yeah.
It does.
A little bit.
Fritz the Cat.
Oh, boy.
This was when we want to talk crazy, acting crazy cartoons. This was an old, I think it's from the 70s. It's like an X-rated cartoon.
I never saw this. This is new to me.
Would never fly today, that's for sure.
Oh, this is old, 1972.
Yeah, man. It's like it's an old one.
This is the before George Carlin, seven words you can't say on TV or something.
Oh, dude, this one was...
Like, do they swear?
Dude, they do more.
Oh, this looks terrible.
Dude, it's crazy. There's full on nudity. There's sex scenes. There's everything. It's a fully rated X adult.
Holy smokes!
Yeah. This is a deep cut.
How did that one come to mind? Have you seen this?
I think I saw it when I was younger. I was thinking of like some of the craziest like animated things that I saw, and this was.
It reminds me of Monty Python in a way.
Man, you know what was an interesting video game? For Nintendo 64? Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have your hands on that one?
No, I definitely couldn't.
You probably wanted it.
I did. But video games, were hard
to... N64 or PlayStation?
I was an N64 guy, but it was hard to... Watching shows was one thing. Like I would watch it at my buddy's place or something, but I didn't have. I played Conker's Bad Fur Day at a friend's place, but I never had it.
Yeah,
I was a Zelda and like all those like Wave Race and
that was
I don't know
a great game.
Why I brought up Wave Race?
I love Wave. That was a great
game. One of the
game.
First ones on there.
We should listen to that tune on the show sometime.
Which one? The Wave Race?
Like, yeah,
the theme?
Yeah.
That would be.
I think we tried to do that once.
Yeah,
the music in that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good memories. And, of course, like Mario and all those.
I found this at the record store as well. National Lampoon Lemmings.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are we got on here?
Blink 182 has a track. They actually reference the vacation movies, and there's a track called Lemmings. So I wonder, this must have to do with this.
You know,
so on the inside here, they have quite the write up here. I'm just gonna read like the first sentence. It's lemmings are small rodents with fur covered paws who inhabit the Arctic regions of North America and Europe. It goes on here for paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs just describing the life of a lemmings. Like, literally, it goes into the hunger, starved, it's...
Are lemmings the little critters that kind of run off the cliff?
That's a myth.
That doesn't actually happen?
It does if you force them, like they did in the Disney movie. It's like a famous...
I don't know, in my head, when I hear lemmings, I see like a little cartoon.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
The name of that.
Yeah, that looks wacky, eh?
The increase in the lemmings populations affects the sex glands of the snowy owls. It appears when the snowy owl sees the excess of lemmings, its pituitary gland is stimulated and secretions are produced, which increases both sexual activity in the male and egg production in the female. So the more lemmings snowy owls see, the more reproductive activity there is. The more reproductive activity, the more snowy owls. The more snowy owls, the more lemmings eaten.
We cover it all on this, that, and the
this
third.
This is great knowledge.
Yep. This is all you need,
and
folks.
This is the National Lampoon's. This is great.
If all you do for your media is just tune in to this show once a week, you'll be covered. I think you'd be set. Oh, my goodness. What do you got there?
I don't know. This is in the...
Was Chevy Chase in that? Yeah, I guess he would have had to.
There's some photos in here of people wearing very little to no clothing.
Like Paul Rudd, but I think it's before his time.
So we got very minimal amount of time left. I found a couple hip hop records at this place. I want to check out a Helta Skelta record. We listened to one of their tracks last week.
Nice.
On 101.5 UMFM, this,
that,
and the third. We'll be right back.
Send in the next patient.
The patient is sleeping.
Remy is chalk.
The doctor will see you.
How you doing? Let me see what we have here.
My name is Dr. Kill Patient. And I'm your
host. Here we shut down. Rockish.
All I seem to think about is violence. It doesn't matter if I'm dead, sober, or I'm bent. It's strange, I'm not insane, or at least I don't think so. Or am I? You think so, Doc? Truthfully, I don't know. So what do? I go to my crew and ask for help, but they ain't no help. They go through the same thing, their damn self. So I look deep into the mind of a crook. Then I don't know where I envision two right hooks. Damn, again goes this ish. I can't get out of this cycle. This one got me whipped on the thought of a brain bash. And doctor, stop me before I blow my motherfucking top, G.
See that leather sofa over there?
Yeah.
Sit back with this six-pack and a spliff that have your mind twisted while we chit-chat. I think that we should start with this session. Uh-huh. But before we begin, let me ask you a few questions. Uh-huh. Have you been touched the wrong way?
Nah.
Involved in gunplay? Yeah. Your time, let me guess, acquitted like you was OJ.
You know?
Typical black life, you jackknife, son of a Seabiscuit. Get Pacific and stop walking around with that crack
pipe.
Yes, you do, Duke, I can tell. Cause you're acting funny, like when blacks get money.
Well, me Jazz only married to Juana. And instead of helping, you're getting me heated like a sauna.
Just trying to get into your head. Pardon the way I treat you. Tell me about your scar. Did your mama beat you?
Nah, man.
Off the mystery, Duke. Tell me your history. You're pissing me off. Plus the time keep on slipping, see?
I need a doctor to give me some
As I think back to the 90s, that's when life got extra grimy. Multiplied with the fleet behind me, wasn't smart to try me. Physical fam gave less than a, which added on the 80s anger tearing through my inner.
Now we getting somewhere, yeah.
It's all becoming clear. I always feared I'd have to play the rear till I was out of here. That's when I flipped out and became a plane that transformed into a robot. Rocker Kiss was his name.
One of them D-set again.
Yep, taking dope clothes and then some. I've been some.
Did you have any legal source of income?
I said farewell of welfare crazy long ago. They want you to work for them peanuts now, and you need to shrink if you think I'm a ghost. Spend any thoughts and hopes of rehabilitation would kill when I lost my beginner feel. It's been downhill ever since, and ain't nobody helping me. So I came to you, the doctor, kill patients for therapy.
I need a doctor, the undisputed therapy.
Bust a prognosis. Better get Duke, have a dosage. And prescribe poetry that people perceive as potent. I've been going through your file and I found a conclusion that you destined to be the best in this world of confusion. You lose when you fall victim to evil ways. I know crime pays, but the rhyme slays nowadays. Take two of these, and if you have a problem at all, I'm on call 24 hours to brawl. Word is bomb. Word is
bomb. I need a doctor.
My number,
give me some therapy.
495.
I need a doctor.
Never mind, never mind.
My brain, I need a doctor.
But you done
undisputed.
But now you therapeutic.
I need a doctor.
Champion, you champion. Come on, man.
Get with me and give me my goddamn money back.
I need a doctor.
The undisputed, but therapeutic.
On 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town.
This, that, and the third.
Noah the End Dog Mello Stravage.
It's me.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
We've been doing it. We've been doing it right tonight with Vinyl Records.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff.
Oh,
cool
some Helta Skelta. And we're back to this Tone Lock record I got. It's is an instrumental of I Got It Going On. And what actually intrigues me about this is the label, Delicious Vinyl, which was the same record label that released Farside's Bizarre Ride 2.
Sick.
Farside, so, yeah. That's quite the get-up.
Oh, that's great. I'd support that.
Tracksuit.
I'd support that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, if you're in the mood for this song in the morning, I think you're going to have a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Very cool. Well, fellas, I guess we got to end with some quick words of wisdom.
Oh. This is just time-honored. I've probably said this before, but go and take a look at the... Tomorrow, go and take a look at a flower for a good couple minutes. You're going to see something there that's important to you. like a bug doing like this. I did this today, and I saw like wasps visiting a flower, but not the flower. They were licking the leaves because there was tons of tiny aphids right underneath the flower. Like I saw all this like world. Like there's gonna be something weird going on at the flower. So check out the flower.
Did you get around to the Saskatoon berries?
Saskatoon berries. I did eat a couple last weekend. And they're great. You know, it's a Little Mountain Park.
My grandpa's making jam right now.
Sick. This is the time. They're probably picked out, but I'm just going to tell the whole Winnipeg region, Little Mountain Park got, it's the spot. Go with your giant buckets. It's a fun day. There's mosquitoes, but just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Make yourself a pie.
Oh, my God.
Or some jam.
What's your favorite? You're getting a pie.
You know, I like a strawberry rhubarb.
Oh,
it's the first one that kind of pops to mind. Yeah.
Who's making that? That's a homemade kind of deal.
I mean, my mom's strawberry rhubarb is phenomenal.
Your mother's a good baker?
Yes, absolutely cook baker. Yeah. But I mean, I'm trying to think of if there's any good pies in the city. Can't think of.
Perkins.
Perkins. Oh, Perkins does have
Perkins.
Crazy pies. There's Perkins. Rest in peace, Perkins. Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
Man, the tremendous 12. That was awesome.
Good times.
Back in my drinking days, they would have like $3.50 bottles of beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Cheap beers.
I remember going to the, when I was a youngin', I remember going to the Lid down at the end of Pemina there, in the south end, more south down there where the Holiday Inn is.
The Lid?
The Lid. So you know when you keep going down South Pemina here, there's a Holiday Inn on the right side there?
Yep.
In the Holiday Inn, there used to be a bar, a club called The Lid.
Whoa!
And on Friday night, it was $2.50 a drink.
Ew.
For a beer or for a... So you would go with $5 bills and you would just get doubles and doubles and doubles for $5. And it was just... It was awesome. They had wrestling there. I had some great nights there because I used to live over on Dalhousie, just right by U of M here.
You did?
I did. When I first moved out, when I was 18 years old, I moved out to Dalhousie, and I was right by here, and I partied at the Lid all the time, and
Holy crap, man! I didn't know you lived there. I just
only for a year.
Well, you had that apartment.
That's downtown.
Downtown.
That's where I went after. I was there for a year, and then I went to the apartment downtown.
Strange memory of us going to your place. I think we might have skipped the afternoon or something because we were still in grade 12.
Nice.
And something spilt, and I just remember you grabbing, like, you had, like, this, like, cleaning solution that wasn't, like, and you're like, oh, when you move out, boys, you get whatever's on sale. And you just sprayed this shit on the carpet.
That sounds about right.
I think... Every-